Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, today we continue our journey of learning about God's plan through the ages, and we bring the prophecy of a great man of God to the table for this study. This man of God that I'm speaking about is the prophet Ezekiel, an ancient Jewish prophet who was also a priest. More on that in just a moment. The book of Ezekiel deals with the past and future prophecies for God's chosen people, the Jewish people. Ezekiel is a unique man with a unique ministry. He is actually the very first street preacher, and though God selects him as a prophet, the Lord makes Ezekiel dumb. Not dumb stupid, but dumb can't talk. This indeed is unique for a prophet of God. We'll start our study today in Ezekiel chapter 1.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
All right, the book of Ezekiel is one of the three most important books in the entire Bible as it relates to Bible prophecy. Now, I'm not trying to put down the minor prophets like Nahum, Zephaniah, Obadiah, Habakkuk, and some of those. I'm not trying to put them down. Everything is God's word. And so that's very important. But when you start to study Bible prophecy, you can take three books in the Bible and find in these three books every single prophetic event that's going to happen in the future. And it's based upon the fact that there are three members of the human family. And those three members of the human family, and this is key to understanding any approach to studying the Bible. The three members of the human family are Gentiles, Jews, and Christians. For the first 2,000 years of human history, there were only Gentiles upon the earth. And then from that point in Genesis chapter 12, which would be the end of 2,000 years, to Acts chapter 1, the second 2,000 years, there were Gentiles and Jews. And from Acts chapter 2 to Revelation 22, the third member of the human family, Gentiles, Jews, and Christians. Now it's key. All of Scripture is written and is information that we need to know. It's given by God. The Holy Spirit breathed into man everything that was worthy for our understanding of doctrine, for instruction in righteousness, etc., etc. You know what 2 Timothy 3:16 says as well as I. But when you start to study, you have to understand these three members of the human family, God has a program for them. He will make sure that program is fulfilled. For example, the first strand of the human family was Gentiles. The book of Daniel starts at a certain time in history. It starts at the times of the Gentiles, and that's when Daniel was taken in to the Babylonian captivity. There in the Babylonian captivity, the Lord used him as a prophet to lay out the times of the Gentiles. The times of the Gentiles starting when Daniel was taken into captivity, 605 BC, and extends all the way to the second coming of Jesus Christ. You might remember Jesus in the book of Luke, chapter 21, in verse 24. He said that Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That's what Daniel's about. Daniel chapter 2, Daniel chapter 7, it's talking about the times of the Gentiles. And the definition for that phrase, any time in history when Gentiles control two things, the Jewish people and the city of Jerusalem. And that's why Jesus said, Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And so Daniel is that timeline laid out in history from Daniel's taken into the captivity until Jesus Christ comes back. And that's that in Daniel chapter 2, that stone that hits the image of the man, burst it into pieces, and the stone becomes a mountain, which is representing the kingdom of the Lord. The second group of peoples, the Jewish people, come into existence, Abraham. Abraham would have been basically the first Jew. Howbeit, he was a Gentile, but he became the father of the Jewish people. Not the father of the Arab people. He became the father of the Jewish people. And his son Isaac, the son of promise, was confirmation of the fact that God had made a promise to Abraham. There in the the 26th chapter of the book of Genesis, God confirms to Isaac, son of Abraham, the fact that he indeed would be the confirmation of what God had done, giving Abraham the Abrahamic covenant. And then along comes the son, Jacob, whose name is changed to Israel. There in chapter 13 of the book of Genesis, Abraham is called a Hebrew. His grandson, Jacob, is called Israel. And then his great-grandson, Judah, is the first time they use the word Jew, 1 Kings 16, verse 6, and then the peoples became known as Jewish people. So they're either Hebrews, Israelites, or Israelis, and or Jews. And that starts the second strand. And that's from chapter 12 of Genesis all the way over to chapter 1 of the book of Acts. In chapter 2, those Jews and Gentiles who have trusted Christ. Now in chapter 2 of Acts, there were no Gentiles who had trusted Christ, because that did not take place for about almost 20 years later at Caesarea, when Cornelius was the first Gentile to receive Christ. But when Paul wrote Ephesians, he wrote chapter 2, verses 11 to 15, that only two people would become Christians, and they would be Jews or Gentiles. Oh, by the way, that's all the people there are on the earth. And so those people that are Christians were either have come from a background of being a Jew or a Gentile. And there's nothing else. A Messianic Jew is a wrong terminology. And Christians are in existence from the day of Pentecost all the way to the rapture of the church. Before that, there were no Christians. After that, there will be no Christians who become Christians. Christians will live forever. We will be the bride of Christ. And so this is the context in which we now look at the book of Ezekiel, because Ezekiel is looking at a timeline for the Jewish people. Ezekiel was the leader of the second group of Jews that were taken into the Babylonian captivity. About 597 BC, the text tells us, if you read the first couple of chapters of the book of Ezekiel, that God took Ezekiel and about 10,000 Jews, and they took him over to Babylon. Now, they did not actually go into the city of Babylon. They went out to Tel Aviv, not the Tel Aviv that you know about here in Israel, but the Tel Aviv that was on the Chebar River, a tributary off to the Euphrates River over near what we know as modern-day Iraq. And that's where Ezekiel went. At that time when Ezekiel, and by the way, Ezekiel was not only a prophet, his first office was that of priest. In chapter 1, it says at 30 years of age, he had just qualified to be a priest. Any Jewish man who is from the tribe of Levi, a part of the family of the Kohanim, or the priestly family, would study for 28 years, from 2 years of age to 30 years of age. They would study and basically understand the entire book of Leviticus from front to back and just had it in their mind. That's how they were to understand. First 7 chapters of the book of Leviticus would be the sacrificial system laid out for them. In chapters 8, 9, 10, and 11, their qualifications had to be met because there were the qualifications for the priesthood. And then from chapter 12 to 27, how they would operate and worship in a temple, or a tabernacle at that time, and then later on a temple. Ezekiel had qualified, and he's one of 3 of the prophets that were also priests. Ezekiel was one, Jeremiah was the second one, and Zechariah was the third one. These men had the unique responsibility of being a priest, but then also serving God as a prophet. And God selects Ezekiel and makes him a prophet. If you have chapter 2, I want to show you something here in chapter 2. He's going to make him a prophet. Look at verse 3 of chapter 2. And he said unto me, son of man. And by the way, that phrase used a number of times in the book of Ezekiel. And it's used 93 times for the purpose of describing Ezekiel. Now, remember in the New Testament, Jesus is referred to as the Son of Man. But here in the book of Ezekiel, 93 times when it says Son of Man, he's talking about Ezekiel. Again in verse 3 of chapter 2. And he said unto me, son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even until this very day. So he selected this priest who's going to make him, he's going to be made a prophet, and he is going to go to the Jewish people. In the context of chapter 2, you'll see, look, they're going to make fun of you, Ezekiel. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to mock you, but don't worry about it. They're a hard-headed people. And he says, I'm going to make your head harder. Look at verse 8 of chapter 3. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads, as an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house." So he made Ezekiel with a harder head than these hard-headed Jews. And that's not an anti-Semitic statement that I'm making. That's what God said about the Jewish people, and that's why he selected this man to be a prophet against them, to them rather. Look in chapter 3 and verse 17. He calls him a watchman. Now look at the definition of a watchman, verse 17, chapter 3. "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman." And I think we would all, should all at least, eagerly want to be watchmen. Look, notice what it says. "I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me." What happens is you hear the word from the Lord, you warn the people of what is coming ahead. Should we all not be watchmen, especially in the day in which we're living? Hear the word of the Lord and warn the people. Let me tell you what he did. Now, this is almost ironic. It almost, to some extent, is funny, because he's going to make him an Ezekiel, and I'll show you in a moment, he's going to be the first street preacher that was ever involved in ministry, and he tells him he wants him to be a prophet to all of his people, but then he makes him dumb. Not dumb stupid, but dumb can't talk. Look here in verse 26 of chapter 3. "And I will make thy tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth, and thou shalt be dumb." And so he tells this man to be a prophet, and then he makes him so he can't talk. And later on you read that all that Ezekiel is going to be able to say during a 7-year period of time is what the Lord puts in his heart and mind, and then he opens his mouth to say. That is the extent of what Ezekiel is going to be able to say. Yet he's a prophet. Now, if you know anything about a prophet, he's supposed to be pronouncing prophetic truth, or truth of what's the judgment to come going to be. And Ezekiel's going to do that, but in unique ways. He tells him to lay in the street. I said he's going to be a street preacher. He literally tells him to lay in the street. In chapter 4, that's what he tells him. Look at verse 5. "For I have laid upon thee the years of their iniquity according to the number of the days. 390 days, so shalt thou bear the iniquity of the house of Israel, and then thou shalt have accomplished them. Lie again on thy right side, and thou shalt bear the iniquity for the house of Judah 40 days. 390 days he lays on his left side in the middle of the street, 40 days on his right side, 430 days he's laying in the street. Now what kind of a prophet is this? He has no capability of speaking unless the Lord loosens his tongue. He's laying in the middle of the street for 430 days. And so he tells this man to be a prophet, and then he makes him so he can't talk. And later on you read that all that Ezekiel is going to be able to say during a 7-year period of time is what the Lord puts in his heart and mind, and then he opens his mouth to say. That is the extent of what Ezekiel is going to be able to say. Yet he's a prophet. Now, if you know anything about a prophet, he's supposed to be pronouncing prophetic truth, or truth of what's the judgment to come going to be. And Ezekiel's going to do that, but in unique ways.
Ezekiel is a unique prophet with a unique prophecy, and he will indeed do his ministry in a unique way. For much of this prophet's ministry, he will lay in the street and become God's first street preacher. And as a prophet, Ezekiel will not be able to speak unless the Lord opens his mouth and speaks through him, and he will be used mightily by the Lord. Next week, we will continue our study of Ezekiel, and we'll see how the Lord uses this man of God. We'll study the secret of the success of Ezekiel's ministry. Please join us then. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...